Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Mezzanette Part 2 might be a good title for today's program as Stuart Foster, state climatologist at Western Kentucky University, explains the Mezzanette Weather Network has landed a grant from the State Ag Development Board for just over $100,000. He says that's good news for sure, but Part 2 requires local financial input.
Well, we have an award from the Ag Policy Board that requires matching funds, so we're really thrilled with the $105,000 plus dollars, but we've got to go out and match that. So we're going to double that total, and we're going to be working with our local partners at our sites. So we've started a program a couple years ago to find local sponsors to help us with the operating costs of stations and to build closer relationships with the folks that use our data so that we can provide a better service.
Mezzanette data is actually used by the National Weather Service to develop its weather tracking capabilities. Foster says individuals can access local conditions and follow them just as easily.
The upgrades, particularly the precipitation gauge, will be targeted in those counties where we have partners that are able and willing to step forward to help with the match on that. So the folks that are helping us out get the best and first service.
More on the Mezzanette in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Stuart Foster with the Kentucky Mezzanette already had Bullitt and Ohio counties on his visit list on that day, with a whole lot more to follow regarding rounding up matching funding for the software and instrumentation upgrades. He says just over 60 counties actually have Mezzanette data stations.
We've added a station recently in Butler County that was funded through local efforts and some county ag development money. And we're also working in Boyle County. We'll be adding a new station there soon that was funded locally. Doing the same thing to add a second station in Shelby County and talking to folks in other counties all across the state. Folks that are not part of the Mezzanette that are interested in becoming part, there's a way to make that happen.
Learn more online at kymezzanette.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.